Hey, good evening, everybody. Rodney this side. We have three people today with us. One is Bushra. The other person is Prima. Hey, Bushra, wait. We'll come to you, okay? We have Prima. And we also have Mr. X. Mr. X, the co-founder of The Expression.
Hello.
All of y'all in chorus now say hi.
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 Hello.
Awesome. Very good, Corey. I am Rodney this side. I'm a part of The Expressionists. I'll be interviewing all you three guys today. And yes, Roger. I'm so sorry. Roger was my dog. He was just running around over here. Roger, stop behaving like that. So we have two girls and one guy on the call today, and we'll be interviewing them. I'm Rodney. I'm a part of The Expressionist. My expression is drama. And before you get to know about me, let's get to know about the others. The first person, Bushra.
Hi.
Hey, Bushra. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Just give us like two things about you and one thing really interesting, you know, that you do.
Okay. So I am Bushra, and you can call me Bush. And I am Do you have another dog named Bush?
No dog. Just Bush. Bush is a nice name. Yeah. Okay. Especially
yeah.
Yeah.
You can call me Bushra if you want.
That's your name, yeah. Right? What do you mean?
Yeah, that's my name. I'm just explaining more. Are you Mr. X, by the way?
Yeah, Mr. X.
Stop changing your voice, Mr. X.
All right.
Yeah.
So I was telling about myself. One very interesting thing about myself, I believe, is that I know people very well in just one meet. Like, I meet a person, and within like 5 to 10 minutes, I know what that person is.
Oh.
I mean, so not good, not bad, but
you're judging people, right?
Not judging people,
you're like
but yeah, knowing
reader.
People.
You're like a mind reader or something?
Kind of, yeah. I think Virgos are good at that, right, Mr. X?
Yeah, I agree. No, but I'm curious. Are you like a mind reader or are you like a body language reader? Which do you get better?
Not a mind reader, the way they speak. Not a mind reader at all. The way they're speaking.
So if you met a deaf and dumb person, you're saying you wouldn't get that person?
Yeah, not exactly. But I mean, be it a girl or a guy.
What if they spoke a language you didn't understand?
Sorry?
What if they spoke a language you didn't understand?
What is a spoken language that I don't understand?
Yeah.
I don't understand any language. I understand only English and Hindi. If I'm answering your question correct, I don't know.
You said you understand people by the way they speak. So I'm asking you, if they spoke in a language that you didn't understand, would you still understand them or not?
Be it as any language, I'm just saying I understand what that person's intention is about anything. If he's talking about business also, if he's talking about just a friendship or just a normal buckle, then I just understand that, okay, what this person's intention is. Mm. Yeah.
So she's like a mentalist. Huh? Okay, cool.
Right. Very interesting, Bushra. Very interesting. Yeah. Let's move on to Prima. Prima, you there, Prima?
Yes, I'm very much here.
What do we call you? Do we call you Pri? Do we call you Ma? What do we call you?
Prima is good.
Prima.
Okay. Not as cool as Bush. Hmm.
Cool. Yeah, Bush. Bush is any day better.
Yara.
All right.
Yeah. Prima?
Yes.
Same question applies to you. Let's keep this conversation that I've never spoken to you before. So tell me one interesting thing about you, Prima.
Oh, God. Okay. I know what you're thinking.
So you're also a mind reader now. You know what he's thinking.
Two mind readers with us today. Wow.
Yes, just that I know Rodney.
Yeah, Prima, we are waiting, Prima. Let the world know.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, go ahead.
Bushra, you have any idea what she's talking about?
Yeah, Bushra.
No, I have not met either of you, so I have no idea. Not at all about Prima. Prima, I really want to know, please. Yeah.
You want to know what I am talking about?
No, I want to know one interesting thing about you.
Okay. I don't know if it is interesting, but I feel like when I meet a person, I find it very hard to apply filters. And I talk to them.
What do you mean?
No, when I talk to them, like what I have to say to them, what I feel is what I say.
So you can't apply a filter to yourself, is what you're saying?
While talking to another person. So I'm pretty blunt and straightforward, and it sometimes doesn't come across as really nice to people, but yeah.
People?
That's how. Sorry?
You said people and you stopped. People, but yeah. Who's going to say something after that, Primo?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so when you say filters to your language, you mean you use a lot of colorful language that has to be censored, or what are you saying?
I'm saying, suppose I find you boring and I'm comfortable saying it, I will say you're boring. I mean, I wouldn't go like...
I won't say... So if you meet a person and say they have good biceps, so you just tell them they have good biceps, huh?
Rodney? Yes, I would. And so would you.
Right. No. I didn't say that to anybody.
Rodney, I think this is an interesting pair. One person who says too much and the other person who doesn't need you to say anything. Without saying it itself, she gets it.
Right, right. She is a mind reader, come on.
Correct.
Understand. She's
interesting pair.
Yeah. So, finally, the moment we've all been waiting for, Mr. X. The starter, the founder of the expression.
One of the founders.
So, your brainchild, like, you're right. Tell us about yourself, Mr. X.
About myself, I love to talk, not especially to you, Rodney, but in general to others. I'm interested to get to know both guests for tonight. That's about it. I think that's about enough for me.
Anything that you want to tell them about the expressionist in a nutshell?
The good thing is, on today's panel, one of them is Bushra, who happens to be an aspiring expressionist. She's one of our newest entrants into the entire group of expressionists. She's a brilliant writer. That's something she hasn't told you about herself. The other
brilliant.
Okay, I think brilliant or not will be left for the viewers, the readers to decide in due time. The other person happens to be a big critique and a fan, I hope, of the expressionist. She doesn't know too much about it, but she's intrigued by the whole idea of the expressionist, and I'm guessing she hopefully very soon will be a big fan of the expressionist as well.
Right. Awesome. That's really nice. Bushra, it's 12 o'clock right now. You're talking to two guys and one girl. Is this something that you do often in life?
I do it. I mean, there's just two guys, right? So I've been living in Bangalore since 4 years. And yes, I have less of girlfriends and more of guy friends. So at this point of time, I have more of guy friends sitting at home and I talk to them.
Are you saying Bangalore girls are boring?
Bangalore girls in general are boring. Girls don't know how to talk. Girls don't know what to talk.
So you're speaking on behalf of
all girls? That's my judgment. That's my judgment. Yeah.
Spot on, Bush. Yeah, spot on. This spot on right there. Yeah.
Do you agree, Prima?
Actually, I don't know. The call went like a little mute for some time, so I missed the question.
Okay. I'll frame it for you. So... they are asking that, so do I talk to guys at night at this point of time? I said, yeah, I have more of guy friends and less of girlfriends. So they said, okay, so you find girls boring. I said, yeah, girls in general are boring because they don't know what to talk. Now, if you're asking if Prima agrees or not, in this few 2 minutes, I know that Prima will, I don't know whether agree or not, but if she's a critique, I know she's pretty much like me because... she is very blunt, she will just say...
Okay, now just a question, since you know what everyone's going to say, are you going to speak for all the four of us? Or are you going to let us talk?
Is this Mr. X?
Yeah, this is Mr. X.
Okay, no, I'll let you speak then.
So Prima, go ahead and tell us, do you agree with Bushra or not?
That girls are boring?
Yeah, that you are wearing since you're also a girl.
I don't agree with the fact that girls are boring. I think girls are too much drama.
Yeah. Not boring, actually they don't know what to talk. Now you say, yeah.
I think I need to reframe this question to Prima. So, Prima, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You're talking to two guys and one girl right now. Do you feel there are very less guys on the call right now?
I think there are too many guys on the call right now.
Don't lie, Prima. I have judged you already. Not in 2 minutes, but in 2 years.
Yes, I'm curious. So two guys is too many or too less for Prima?
Depends upon my mood.
I don't
know. What mood are you in right now? What mood are you in?
I'm sleepy. I want to sleep.
So two guys are too
much. And two guys are too less.
Oh, too less.
Currently, it's too much.
Okay, so just one will do.
Especially since it's the both of yours.
So what you're saying is you just want your moment alone with Bushra. With Bush.
Correct.
Bush.
I think I like her more, even though I know you guys so long.
Right, so you want your moment with Bush.
Oh, God.
Right?
I know exactly what you're thinking about me.
Why? See, why are you judging? Why are you reading my mind?
Stop imitating Bushra. Relax. Let her have a space.
She's good at reading minds and... Okay, yeah. Please.
Really, Rodney? I mean, all our business analyst classes and all those stuff.
All right.
Is there one of our first in the call?
What?
Like, back from week 4, is there somebody else?
No. So, what we usually experienced is, especially when we have calls this late in the night, we hear another voice. We're not sure what it is. This is like the third time it's happening. So, we've kind of got used to it.
Wow, so you have a ghost as a friend.
We don't know. You want to call it a ghost? Bushra, what would you call it?
Or maybe Roger the dog.
Yeah. It's this dog, Roger. This title keeps barking unnecessarily. Anyways, let me just ask you a quick question. Which is the best place in Bangalore you guys like to have chat? For both the girls or the people?
Have what?
Chat.
Chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
see what
first.
I haven't had chat from too many. I think there's this Delight Chat House in Koramangala that I like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I haven't had chat from too many places.
Okay. Bush, what about you, Bush?
Go to Khawgali. Anytime. Go to Khawgali. Go to Khawgali, you'll have amazing chat over there. Amazing. Anytime.
Where is it?
I always go there. And it's open till 11 or 11:30.
Uh-huh. All right. Now coming to the question, okay? If you have to make a hole in the pani puri, in the puri, right? If you have to make, you know the pani puri, how they make the hole,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which finger would you use?
The thumb.
Thumb. Why thumb?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to know why thumb. It's always been my doubt because many of them use different fingers, so just wondering.
Which is your favorite, Rodney?
No, you don't. That's you don't question me. I question you.
No. I'm curious.
I see Rodney uses pinky finger. Sometimes he uses his toe also. It's very sharp.
Yeah, it depends.
Not even works. Possible.
I'm getting weird images in my head now.
That's the problem. That's the problem with you, Prima.
You should filter those images, Prima.
I don't have a filter.
Yeah, so why index finger, Prima?
That's what you use to point, and that's the first finger that you would essentially use to point at things, and you know.
But you're not pointing at the puri, right? You're making a hole in it.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what I would use.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And thumb, Bush, you use your thumb. Yes.
So, because I have a lot of experience, so I'm saying thumb because I am.
A lot of experience, meaning you sign with it or what?
In eating pani puri, because yeah, I've seen a lot of it. So, they usually are doing one thing with one hand. And they have the puri in one hand, right?
I'm very curious. What are they doing with the other hand? Like they, so have,
they are maybe mixing the, whatever the puri, the other gravy or whatever thing they have.
So they mix with the left hand and they serve with the right hand, is it?
Yes, so they take out the puri and instantly just poke it with their thumb and then they fill the stuff and they give it to you.
So sometimes I've noticed that, this is just my observation, that the thumb or the pointer finger, whatever finger they use, is really, really filthy and dirty and all of that, right? Have you noticed that?
I have noticed so many things.
Exactly. So, would you prefer it the next time you went for Pani Puri, if the guy who's serving you the Pani Puri lets you poke your own puri instead of him doing it for you? Would you prefer that?
Yes, I think Prima would also be happy.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
Yeah, something about Prima?
No, Bush, no, you no. said something.
Bush, yeah.
I just said that I've seen it so many times. But yeah, Pani Puri is something that you cannot leave. Because if you see so many things, you leave.
I agree. No, I'm asking about the option of letting you poke your own puri. Would you like that?
That doesn't sound right. What are you driving at?
I'm seriously asking you this question. Like, I'll be honest, there is a barber shop that's close by where the guy, barber, allows you to bring your own comb. He doesn't let you share combs and stuff like that.
So my point being,
yeah,
if they let you poke your own puri, would that be an attraction for you to go to that Pani Puri guy?
Because that will take more time and I don't want to do my job.
You don't want to do it yourself. You like it when someone else does it for you.
Yes. I just like it when somebody else is doing it for me. Not me. Why do we make an effort? I'm paying you.
What if I give you a discount?
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll shut up. Broadly, you can go on.
No. Please continue.
I'm just curious about this.
I hope I gave you my...
I'm curious. So a normal Pani Puri is what, 20, 25 rupees? Huh?
Yes, 20 bucks, I guess.
20. So what if he tells you, listen, I'm a hygienic guy. You poke your own puri, I will charge you 15 rupees. And you're getting to eat hygienic.
Then you take it for free. You make your own puri and eat it.
Correct.
So you just want people to poke your puri. That's all. Correct.
I just want them to serve me.
But who poked the puri? Just an excess question.
The person will poke the puri with the gloves in his hand. That's
with
it.
The gloves.
Permanent solution.
Oh, what about Prima? Prima, you're silent.
Have you tasted Pani Puri, Prima? You seem like the hoity-toity types who haven't ever eaten.
Hoity-toity. I've had my fair share of Pani Puri, Mr.
And who has been the poke for the few Pani Puris that you have?
The Pani Puri seller.
So you've never made your own Pani Puri?
No.
No?
I have, but then they've already like poked. The filling and all of that separate.
So. Okay, so the reason they're asking, the reason Rodney is asking so many chart related questions is because this talk show is called Chart Shop. Correct, Rodney?
That's right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of flavors. We try to bring as many flavors into this conversation as possible, and that's why the interest in Pani Puris.
That's good. Yeah. So Prima, one last question for you, and then I think we can wind up. What is your idea of sleeveless tops, Prima? Sleeveless tops.
I think they're really nice. They provide a lot of freedom and movement.
Uh huh. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I'm not indulging your fancy.
That's all. Right. Come on, Prima.
What?
Okay, fine, cool. Bush, what about you, Bush?
Regarding what, sorry?
Sleeveless tops.
Sleeveless tops, I never wore in my life. If you will ask my friends,
no,
I
but why haven't you worn sleeveless tops? Like, why? You miss out on a lot.
So
in life,
just that my armpits look ugly.
That's another very interesting concept. So Prima, you are an advocate, you are a promoter, supporter of sleeveless tops. But Bushra, you think it's not advisable for people who don't have good enough arms to wear sleeveless tops, right? I'm very
it's
curious.
It's their own choice.
Yeah, it's their own choice. Completely agree. But I'm very curious, what is your take on guys wearing sleeveless tops?
Super ugly.
It's ugly, what?
Yeah, it's super ugly. So there are two things. There is one thing that one, I don't know if you know sando, what are sandals? I mean the vest. And the other thing is a sleeveless t-shirt or something. I don't know. Sleeveless is a different thing and a vest is a different thing. So vest is still fine because people wear it sometimes. But a sleeveless thing on a guy, it looks very stupid. I don't know. Looks very
but what if the guy is like Rodney and he's got really built biceps and all of that?
Rodney doesn't have built biceps.
Have you seen him? He's got chiseled arms and everything. What are you saying?
No, but I know someone in this call who has really good arms.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Mr. X, do you know? Can you take a guess?
The biggest biceps I've seen are on you only, Rodney. I've not seen anyone with bigger biceps.
Right. Prima, are you aware? I mean, just take a guess, no, Prima.
I think you, Rodney.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I go with Mr. X's answer.
But what about you, Prima? Are you fine with guys wearing sleeveless tops?
I think if they can pull it off, they can wear it.
Right. And what would you define as being able to pull it off?
If it doesn't look bad on you, it's as simple as that, right? You don't have to be built or anything.
So, you've seen Rodney. You'll be fine seeing him in a sleeveless top?
No. No.
Thanks. likewise, Prima. Prima, you there?
What, I am here. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving Bangalore next week.
Oh, how come? Where are you going?
Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
Back to home base.
Why? You left Mindtree here.
Apparently, there were too many people with sleeveless tops in Mindtree.
Oh, no.
That's the case of hostile work environment. I had to leave.
Really? Oh, no. Okay, I'll call you after some time. Okay. We are done with the questions. Mr. X, do you have any other questions that you want to ask?
Yeah, I'm very curious to know what interest Bushra has with the expressionists. Is she having second thoughts about joining us?
I wanted to join you guys in the sense because, let's be honest, I am getting a platform for my things because when you said that, okay, you can put on your writing things, I was like, fine, okay, finally. And I would like to know more number of people. I guess the people interact here. So
all of the little that you've seen of the expressionists from their page and what you've heard Rodney talk about and stuff like that, what's your opinion about the expressionists?
No, so as soon as you said that, okay, you can, I saw, I think, back 1 day ago, I guess, yeah, so you said that, okay, we'll put it there, or how this 250 words put across on that thing. So I checked few of the writing things there. There was some guy, a guy, S, I don't know who, Satya, I don't know who, so two articles he had written. So I was reading all of them, I saw things there. It's cool that you're joining all of them, giving them a platform to give their talents. So, yeah. Why have you not... Okay, I had one question, personal question, let's not ask here.
Sure. We'll take that off this call.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Interesting answer. I think that's about
and,
it.
And before we conclude, Prima, you didn't know too much about the expressionists. You seem to be unraveling one layer at a time. What's your opinion? If you had to give two tips to the expressionists, what tips would you give us?
But I haven't really been exposed to any expressionists.
So you want some exposure?
I'd like to see what they do, only then can I really give honest opinion.
So I think this is the right time, Rodney, to tell them that, and the other people listening, that they can follow the expressionists on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Yes.
And you can email us or get in touch with any of our expressions directly.
Right. So Prima, we really need you to be our fan. Okay. Let me tell you that. And why you need to be our fan, I will tell you why. Okay. Expressionist is like a platform where you integrate talent. All right. We have many platforms in Bangalore. You know, you have the music club, you have a dance club, you have these comedy clubs. But the Expressionist is the only platform which integrates everybody. So if there's someone who can sing really well, and he can only sing really well, and he wants to make a video but doesn't know how to go about it, the Expressionists have a videographer, a cinematographer, a good singer as well, that both of these guys who can integrate and perform the act, which is possible. And to your surprise, you'd actually know that there is no other, you know, clubs in Bangalore, or I think Mr. X also would agree, in India, where any of this has ever been performed or ever been established, any club as such. So that's the Expressionist about. And we are at the beginning stage. We are at the nascent stage, all right. We are pulling off shows. We are doing shows at Onesta regularly. Over the time, we will surely get big. But at now, we are at the nascent stage. And that's why we need fans like you. You're going to Abu Dhabi.
Yes, right? I shall spread the word there.
Huh?
I shall spread the word there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then we'll have to do it all covered up with sleeves.
With sleeves.
You is very progressive.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, so you like sleeveless. Okay, let's not get there. We're talking about the expression. Right, yeah. So the expression is in a nutshell. Our tagline is the world is our stage. And Mr. X, what's next?
The best is yet to come.
That's right. And that's why we keep doing a lot of funky stuff and things like that. We have a lot of big projects in the pipeline. We're just waiting to kick it off. And yep. One day you'll be a proud fan. You'll be talking. You'll be happy that you once spoke to the CEO.
Definitely.
You're laughing.
No, I'm serious. Definitely.
No. Bush, why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm quiet.
You're laughing better than me.
Oh, that's
true. You're laughing.
Yes. Cool. Thank you. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for sharing the time. It's pretty late already. It's 12:30.
Yes.
Bush, you told this is nothing new for you. I'm very sure this is nothing new for Prima talking to two guys in the night. We have Mr. X here as well. First time in his life, he's talking to two girls in his life. And one shot. And Rodney, you're the champion. Doesn't really matter. Okay. Thank you guys so much for spending your time. Hopefully sometime next time we would have a call, maybe when Prima's in Abu Dhabi.
Hey, that long distance call will be expensive, dude. I don't think we can afford it.
not yet.
Can't afford
that. But when Expressionists get the money, we'd come there and we'd talk.
No, even when you get the money, I don't think it'll be worth.
I'm not a fan. I never was, I never will be.
Not yet. Give us a chance, Prima. Give us a chance.
Isn't that happening?
Hey, no. I said not worth calling all the way for you to talk to Rodney.
Yeah. Don't worry, Prima. We would send you a nice box of sleeveless tops. You could probably, when you'll be our fans. Yeah, you could post photos on Instagram. I'm sure the world is our stage, the best is yet to come. That should be your tagline. Right? Thank you so much, Prima. Thank you so much, Bushra. Mr. X, your time, your invaluable time is something we really can't count on. Thank you so much. Rodney Desai, good night. Have a nice day tomorrow. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.